Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, March 31st, 2010. Israeli troops open fire at protesters in the West Bank, injuring two, as tanks shell areas in the Gaza Strip. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Two Palestinians injured, dozens suffered effects of tear gas inhalation, and two detained on Wednesday afternoon when Israeli troops attacked protests organized in Ramallah and Jenin, central and northern West Bank. Clashes erupted when Israeli troops opened fire at hundreds of people who gathered at the Ofer military detention center near Ramallah, demanding the release of 10 Palestinians detained by Israeli troops on Sunday at the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem. Senior Fatah leader Abbas Zaki and 10 nonviolent activists were detained during a protest organized on Palm Sunday in Bethlehem City, demanding the right of free access to Jerusalem. Meanwhile, clashes were reported on Wednesday when Israeli troops attacked a protest marking Land Day at the village of Tura near Jenin, northern West Bank. Villagers marched to the gate of the nearby settlement of Shakid, originally built on lands taken from the local farmers. Troops used tear gas to suppress the protest. Three Israeli soldiers were lightly wounded during the clashes erupted on Wednesday in Ramallah and Jenin, the Israeli army radio reported. Israeli troops opened fire at protests marking Land Day in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank on Tuesday, killing one child and injuring many other civilians. Earlier on Wednesday, three Palestinian civilians were detained by Israeli troops during invasions targeting a number of West Bank communities. In the Gaza Strip, Israeli tanks opened fire at residents' homes and lands at the border area close to Rafah City, southern part of the Gaza Strip, causing damage to some houses but no injuries. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Wassam Bannoura.